Thank you, Lord, for delivering us, my Father. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power, Lord. Thank you for lifting us up, my Lord, out of death, Lord. Thank you for raising us from the dead. Thank you, my God, for raising us from the dead. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for raising us up, Lord. Thank you for raising us up, Lord. No longer, Father, are we subject to corruption. No longer are we subject to death and to sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're not subject to the things of this world. Thank you, Lord, that you have lifted us up, up out of this world, Lord, out of the death, out of decay, Lord, out of, Lord, a sinful nature that we were born with, Lord, one day. Father, thank you, Lord, that we died and we were born another time. Thank you, Jesus, that we were born another time. Lord, we were born once, and then we were born another time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for making everything start brand new. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we were slaves, slaves of sin. Father, we were born slaves of sin. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. And then we were born another time. We were born another time, Lord. Thank you, my God, that we were born another time. You lifted us up from the dead and we were born another time. We were dead and we were born again another time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we were given new life, Lord, in righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that the new life that we were given, thank you, my God, that we were given that new life in righteousness, my Lord. In righteousness, we were given that new life. Thank you, Jesus. We came into this world in unrighteousness. We came into this world. So we were born the first time in unrighteousness. We were born the first time in unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that then we died. And you rose us from the dead in righteousness. In righteousness, Lord, and in true holiness. In righteousness and in true holiness you did, Lord, raise us up again. Thank you, Lord, that in righteousness and in true holiness you raised us up again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that now in this new life, Lord, that we were born into now, and now we have a different nature, Lord. We were born the first time. The first time we were born, Lord, with a sinful nature. The first time we were born with a sinful nature. The second time, Lord, that we were born, the second time that we were born, my Father, thank you, Jesus, that now we were born with a divine nature. With a divine nature. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you provided, that we now have a divine nature, your divine nature on the inside of us. Your righteousness is our righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. The first time that we were born in sin because of Adam. The first time that we were born in sin because of Adam. The second time that we were born into righteousness because of Jesus. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now this new life that we have is hidden in you, Jesus. This new life that we have is all completely in you. That life that we have that's hidden in you, you reveal that life to us now. You reveal that life to us now. By the revelation of your Spirit, Lord, you revealed to us more and more the life that we possess now, the new life that we have. The new life that we have. Hallelujah. We were born the first time that we were born. The first time that we were born and lived with the knowledge of sin. We lived with the knowledge of sin continually. Thank you, Jesus, that now we don't live with the consciousness of sin. But now, the second time that we were born, thank you, Jesus, the second time that we were born, you made everything brand new. You made everything brand new, Father. You justified us, so you made everything brand new. Everything started over. Nothing, everything that happened before is like it never even happened. That was somebody else. That was a different life. That was a different nature. That was a different person. And now, Lord, we have been made new, and everything is new in you. All things are now of you, Lord. All things are now of God. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. And all things, they are all of God now. They are all of you. We used to live in the flesh, now we live in the spirit. We used to live in the flesh, now we live in your spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you for new life, Lord. Thank you for new life, Jesus. Thank you for new life, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that the life that we now possess, Lord, is eternal life. Thank you, Lord, that the life that we possess now is eternal life, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse number 19, and what is the exceeding greatness? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? The exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Father, your power is exceedingly great. Exceedingly great. The exceeding greatness of your power that is in us, Lord, that works in us, that is active on the inside of us, the exceeding greatness of your power, the exceeding greatness of your power that's working, active on the inside of us, is just as the power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. You died in sin and you were risen from the grave. You were risen from the grave by that exceeding great power, the same one that lives on the inside of us. Lord, you are great and your power excels. 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought or worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That power set him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you he hath quickened who were dead. And you he hath quickened who were dead. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us new life. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave us new life. Thank you, Lord. We died, Lord, and you rose us from the grave. You quickened us, Lord. That means you gave us life when we were dead. You quickened us, which means that you gave us life when we were dead. You gave us life when we were dead. You rose us from the dead. The same way, Jesus, that you were risen from the dead. The same way, Jesus, that you were risen from the dead. So you gave us life from the dead. You quickened us. You gave us brand new life. We were born another time. We were born another time. We who were dead in sins, we were born another time. We were born another time. Thank you, Jesus, that we were born another time. Again, Lord, we were born. We were born once and we were born with a sinful nature. We were born in sin. And thank you, Lord, that now we are born with a divine nature, life that we have. Where did the life come from? The brand new life, where did it come from? Thank you, Jesus, that you were the one that quickened us and gave us new life. He quickened us and gave us new life. Thank you, Father. Verse number 5 of chapter 2, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Quickened us together with Christ and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together, raised us up together. He quickened us together, raised us together, and made us sit together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You quickened us together, you raised us together, and you've seated us together in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that now our life is in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that right now our life is in you. Our life is in you, Jesus. Thank you that our life is in you now, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. brand new life. Old things are passed away. All things have become new, and all of the things in our life now, all those things are now of God. Thank you, Lord, that all things are new and all things are now of God. Verse number 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you're saved through faith. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any should boast. Look at verse number 10. For we are His workmanship. We are His workmanship. Thank you, Lord. We are Your workmanship, created. Thank you, my God, that the workmanship that You're talking about is not the first time we were born. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That sinful nature, that was not Your work. The sinful nature was not Your work. The shortcomings, Lord, that and the mistakes and all of the death and the corruption of this world, Lord, that was not Your work. That was not Your work, Lord. But we thank You, Lord Jesus, that when You raised us from the dead, Father, when You raised us from the dead in Christ, we thank You, Lord, that that was Your work. That was Your work. Thank You, Lord, that that was Your work. That was Your work. We are Your workmanship when You created us in Christ Jesus. We were not created in Christ Jesus the first time we were born. We were created in Christ Jesus the second time we were born. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Father, when were we created? This creation, what creation is it talking about here, Lord? You're talking about when You created us in Christ Jesus. We've been created in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that that was when we were born another time. When we were born the other time, the second time that we were born. Thank You, Lord. The second time we were born. For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Thank You, Father, which You have ordained that we should walk in them. Thank You, Lord, that You've ordained for things, Lord, for us to walk in the good works, Lord, that You have for us. You have ordained those things, prepared those things, made those things so. You bring those things to pass. You do it, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that it's no longer we that live, but now it's Christ that lives on the inside of us, Lord. This life that we now have, the life that we have in us is of Jesus. The life that we have in us is of Jesus. Father, the life that we used to live, we lived according to the flesh, and we lived according to the body. The new life that we now have, Lord, the new life that we have, all that we have on the inside of us is the life of Jesus on the inside of us. The life of Christ on the inside of us. That's all that there is inside. It's just the life of Christ on the inside of us. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that that life is the only thing that there is on the inside of us, Lord. Thank You, Father. That it's no longer us that live, but it's Christ that lives on the inside of us now. Thank You, Lord. And You are great on the inside of us. You are great on the inside of us, Lord. You are great on the inside of us. Jesus, You are great on the inside of us. Greater are You that are in us. Greater are You that are in us than he that's in the world. Greater are You that are in us. Exceedingly great power. What power is it that we have on the inside of us? The same power that Jesus had when You raised Him from the dead, and that power never left Him. The same power that rose us from the dead is the same power that never leaves us. Thank You, Lord. You never leave us and You never forsake us. You rose us from the dead and You rose us with new life, a life that comes from You, and that life never left us. Thank You, Lord. If that life would leave us, we would be dead. If that life would leave us, Lord, then we would not be alive, Lord, unto You. We would not be alive, Lord, unto You the way we are now. Thank You, Lord, that that life that You gave us, the day that we were born another time, that life never leaves us. That life never leaves us. Thank You, Lord, that the life that You gave us when we were born another time, that that life never leaves us. Thank You, Lord. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 14. It says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live, that's us that were born another time. But it says, but they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again, Jesus, right? Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, it says, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man is alive in Christ, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Behold, all things are become new. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, all things are become new. And those all things in verse number 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us, it says, has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you, Lord, for the new life that you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the new life that you've given us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the new life that you've given us, Lord, you gave us this new life, Lord, in righteousness. We were born into sin. We were born another time into righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse number 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us. Lord, you made Jesus to be sin for us. You made Jesus to be sin for us, so sin could be condemned in the flesh. Thank you, Lord, that you made Jesus to be sin for us. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, Lord, the ones that are alive, we the ones that have been born another time, born into righteousness, no more, Lord, no more sinful nature, no more dominion of and the law of sin and death in us, no more. We, Lord, it says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin, dead to sin, alive unto God. That's what we are, Lord. Dead to sin and alive unto God. How shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death. That's when we died. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, like as Christ, Lord, Christ was raised from the dead. He died. He died once and then was raised from the dead. We died once and we were raised from the dead. Once we died. We were born another time. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? It's impossible for us to live that way. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into this death? Verse number 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life that we have. Thank you, Lord. Walk in the new life that you told us before, Lord, that old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. That's the newness of the new life. That's the new of the new life. What's the new? That everything passed away is all the old has passed away. Now everything's new. That's newness of life. Everything's brand new. Everything is brand new. Everything is brand new, Lord. Is it to the glory of the Father? Even so, we should walk in newness of life. Walk in the newness of life that we have. The newness of life. What's the life that we walk in? The Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Your Holy Spirit on the inside of us. That's our life. Jesus, you on the inside of us. Father, as you're in us, you are our life now. You are our life. Walk in newness of that life. The Spirit is life unto us, you said, Lord, because of righteousness. The Spirit is life because of righteousness, right? Newness of life. Newness of life, he said. Newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Thank you, Lord, that it was destroyed. Thank you, Lord, that the body of sin was destroyed. Thank you, Lord, the body of sin was destroyed. It was done away with. It was put away. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Did we die, Lord? We died. We died once. So what did you say there, Lord? In verse number 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. He that is dead is freed from sin. Did we die? We died, Lord. We died. We were crucified with Christ. We died. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we died. So that qualifies us there. That qualifies us there. For he that is dead is freed from sin. We're free. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Thank you, Lord. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death has no dominion over you anymore. Death doesn't have any dominion over you. Corruption has no dominion over you. This world has no dominion over you. Nothing that is of the first time that we were born has any more dominion over us. Not a sinful nature, not the old man, not nothing of the old. All those things that are dead, put away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for newness of life. You are newness of life.